Me just to go back a little bit to what we spoke about yesterday, to Maisif, a few other pratim. We began by discussing the Gemara and Daf Nunvavam Beis in Gittin, that at times, in order to bring about the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should be able to go on the Derech HaTov, so it's necessary to destroy what was there before. And that we saw in the first Beis HaMikdash, in the second Beis HaMikdash, and we mentioned that in the Churban of Europe that took place just a couple of years ago, the emes is that it began 250 years ago when there was a tremendous shefa of Chochmas HaTorah of the Welt, which was, as the Sfarim pointed out, a Zayiris and a Derech that we should be able to be Mekabel Mashiach Tzidkenu. And at the same time, there was a Hisayiris of Chochmas HaOlam on the Welt. And as we explained, that the reason for that was also that we should have more freedom, that we should be able to be Ovdei Hashem, of an emissa eifin, and instead of doing that, so a good chelik of Klal Yisrael used it in to the opposite. And instead of using the opportunity for Torah, for tefillah, for mitzvahs, for ma'isim tovim, so they chapped the spilus from the goyish world that was all around them. And as a result, they looked to become a chelik of that world. The shenkite, the beauty of Yefes that was all around them, so that they were drawn to. And as we explained, the Yavitz says that the side of this was because it's gefelt in the gaiva, the kedusha, Eden, to stop and to appreciate Vosses main to Zayin Eid, and to have the neshama of a Yid, and the responsibility that a Yid has in this world. We're destined to greater things. So this is something that Eden put aside, and because of that they were drawn to the goyim that were all around them. The truth of the matter is, the most glorious periods of our history are the times that the Eden were in the ghettos. When you think of it, all of the tzaris that the Eden went through in the ghettos, the aniyas and the tremendous mesiras nefesh that came about because of the tzaris that we had from the goyim, va'afal pikein, in the ghettos, in the matzav that we lived in the ghettos, there was yeshivas, there was Torah, there was Avoida, there were shuls, but the kinesias, but the midrashais, v'loyoid, we yidden in any country that we were in. There always was inyanim of chesed that was set up. We always took care of our aniyim, where we always sought to it that there should be mekaymus of Torah. We always took care of our yisaimim rachman litzlan almanais. We always sought to it that even if we did not have so much ourselves, but we always sought to it to do chesed, and there was always organized chesedim. There was a hakpada that there should be chesedim in any matzav that we lived in. So when the walls of the ghettos went down and we looked back, so we should have seen, Marabu, that the godless of Klal Yisrael, the Ayid, that no matter what kind of a circumstance he's in, he's always busy doing chesed. Chaval, that's not what we saw, and as a result of that, we were drawn over to the Goyish Welt. And as we explained, the hope in the Goyish Welt was that the Chochma that would spread in the world, so that would take away the superstition and the fears that the goyim had, and Memela, everybody will be able to live together b'shalom. People would be more accepting of other people, and included in that was accepting of the Yidden. We also discussed that as this went on through all of the for the years until the Second World War, so the truth of the matter was that there wasn't shalom for Yidden. We always went through matzavim of anti-Semitism. There was pogroms that took place, but each time we attributed it to something else. And instead of using it as an opportunity for Isairis to do tshuva, there were many that did, but chaval, that the Rav Minyan and Binyan and Klal Yisrael continued on this derech of the spilus that they had from the Goy. Once we got into the Second World War, and we realized the tzara that came out onto the world b'derech klal, and to us b'derech prat, the churban that the most cultured nation in the world, the Germans, Yimach Shemam, brought on to the ganze Welt, and befrat that they brought on to us. And it also became very, very clear that Chachma is not the answer. Chachma is not going to make it so that we would be accepted in the world. V'loyoid, it also became very, very clear that the Goyim don't want us. No matter what kind of a situation that they're in, no matter what's going on in the world, we can't fool ourselves. The Divrei Chazal, that Esav Soinei Es Yaakov, and that Esav doesn't want us as part of their society, becomes very, very clear, not only from the most cultured society that there was when we speak about the Germans, but the fact that the whole world stood by and watched and saw what was happening, and nobody came to our rescue. We spoke about the fact that, Achman al Islam, there were 250,000 Yidden that they estimate from Zich Opgeschmad to become Christians, Leilein. And it all came about because they chapped his pilus from the grandeur of the Christian church. In the time of the war, so there was the leaders of their movement, they had a koyach, they had the ability to be able to save to some degree, to help Klal Yisrael to some degree. And they were known and they were thought of in the world as being the most compassionate of people. So we experienced the compassion that they had. Efshe compassion for a cat, but not compassion for a Yid, Rachman al Itzlan. That compassion they didn't have. So this hergish that Yidden had throughout the generations, that they wanted to become, or they chapped as pilus from the goyim that were all around them, so this dissolved. And even after, once Yidden went through the war, and they experienced what we experienced when we went through the war, so this chalom that we think that education is going to bring a difference in the Welt, the idea that we should have a havamina, even that we should want to be blended into the world, and that we should be able to become part of the rest of the world. So all of this fell away. And therefore, when we discussed yesterday the Pshat and the Gemara, that the Gemara says at times you have to, the Ribbono Shel Olam brings about a churban in order to stop in order to break the source, to take away the source of the tzara, the source of the churban. So chaval, in this situation, this is a understanding of the churban that was brought in Europe. It now made it so that this machshava is the fact that Yidden were drawn after the Chachmas Ha'olam, and Yidden were drawn after the Shenkite that they saw all around them in the world. The cholam that they thought that we could be accepted in this world, this all was destroyed. And because of that, it's now possible for Klal Yisrael to to turn around and to go into a different madrega, instead of Keseda falling from generation to generation following the Haskalah, to turn around and to be able to work our way back up, Be'ezes Hashem Yisbarach. And that is the yisayid of what we see, why it's possible, the fact that we see in the world today so many people that were chayzer b'tshuva, and even those that are not what we call chayzer b'tshuva, even amongst the Eden that are from, were always from, afal pikein, the covid that we had for the goyim that was all around us, is now ifanandera ifan. I want to mention just a few other nekudas that came out from the Mulchama. We discussed the fact that Hitler, Yimach Shemai, had a tremendous, unbelievable, unnatural sinner for Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael that wanted so much to be accepted, so now they were so much not accepted by somebody and by a whole nation that followed him, like we say, for no good reason. It was not for the fact that we kept Torah mitzvahs. It was not for anything that we did. It was just simply for who we were. And Memela, even if generations before, Yidin Ebacham Zechav Kishmat, so that wasn't an answer. He hated us anyway for the fact of the type of blood that ran through our veins. At the same time, it was the same sinner that brought about his downfall. We mentioned that he brought together all of the books in the Chochmas of the Welt that the Eden had a part in, and he burnt them all. The Eden were the greatest physicists that were found in Germany. And these physicists were busy working on the Chochmah that there is in the atom that ultimately worked its way up to the development of the atom bomb. And in the beginning of the war, when they came into power, so they were looking to develop these Chochmahs. But it became known to them as Jewish physics. And because it was Jewish physics, because it was mostly Yidden that were involved in this Chochmah, so they put a stop to it. And they drove the physicists out of the country. And those who didn't want to leave the country, they ultimately took them and they sent them off to Siberia. After they took over Russia, they sent them off into what they considered Golis in Russia. And because of that, there's no question that as a result of this, that they never developed the bomb. They were way ahead of every other country in the development of nuclear weapons, but they never developed it. And there's no question about it that it was because of the sinner that he had towards the Eden and the Chachma, the Chachmas Hagoyim, that the Eden developed. So that itself brought about his downfall. The Welt talks about the foolish move that he made, that he went into Russia. They opened up two fronts. They were fighting England on one side, and then afterwards they went into Russia. They went east and they went into Russia. A foolish move. Why did he want to go into Russia? Now, the Emes HaDvarim is that to us, it's very, very clear why he went into Russia. And maybe the best way of illustrating this is to talk about why he went into Russia and didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And the question always comes up that people want to know why it was that Eden didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. When they saw the Zam that was taking place in Europe, so why didn't Eden run to go to Eretz Yisrael? And the truth of the matter is, the Shaila is not a good Shaila because there was a Gzeira that was brought on Klal Yisrael. We should outsmart the Gzeira, and we should realize that this is a way, a place to run, Kedei that the Churbin shouldn't come. There was a Gzeira, Rachmon Loslan, that there had to be a Churbin. But besides that, there's a very practical understanding of why going to Eretz Yisrael would not have been an Eitzah. In the middle of the war, the Germans, together with the Italians, built up a whole army in the northern Africa. So if in our minds we could picture the Mediterranean Sea, they landed in northern Africa and they moved their way from the west of Africa to the north of to the east of Africa, going into Egypt, into Mitzrayim, and from there they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael. They were in a city called El Alamein, which is in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and they were ready to continue to go east to go into Eretz Yisrael. At that time, the general that was found in the general that was in control of the German army was a person whose name was Rommel, the most famous German general, whose name was Rommel. And he realized and he understood that the best move they could possibly make would be to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the reason was because the Germans needed oil, they needed energy. And the reason, the excuse for going into Russia is to take over the oil fields that were found in the west of Russia, around Romania. That was the reason for them going into Russia. His taina was, there's oil fields that are found in the Middle East by the Arabs, plenty of oil. It made more sense to go into the Middle East. V'layayid, the Arabs were allies to the Nazis, not allies to the English or to the American. So why not put all your force behind the army that's going to go into Eretz Yisrael? He himself, this Rommel himself, felt that they weren't interested. And they didn't put all their kaiches into going into Eretz Yisrael, and he was very, very frustrated. And he sent and he argued with them why they don't send them more equipment that they should be able to go in, that he should be able to conquer, go into Eretz Yisrael and continue on to the rest of the Middle East and to take over the oil fields that were found in the Middle East. And he said, he himself wrote that he didn't understand why, but he realized that for some reason they had a bigger interest in Russia, in the Ukraine, and in Russia than they had in the Middle East. We know why. He didn't know why, but we know why. The highest concentration of Yidden that were living in Europe, especially, like we mentioned, those Yidden that Nebuch went away from the Derech HaTorah, so they were living in the west of Russia. They were living in the Ukraine. There was 2 million Yidden that were living in the west of Russia. And what drove him to go into Russia, the folly of going into Russia, why did he go into Russia? What did he hope to accomplish in Russia? So there's no question about it, that the reason that he went and he was driven to go into Russia was because of the sinner that he had to the Yidden that were living in Russia. And he wanted, Rahman al-Islam, to destroy them. And even though strategically and militarily it would have made more sense perhaps for him to go into the Middle East and to put all of his kaiches in conquering the Middle East, but he decided not to. He decided to go into Russia because that's where Rav Minyan and Binyan of Klal Yisrael was found. So if Rav Minyan and Binyan of Klal Yisrael would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, so there's no question about it that he would have put his kaiches into going into Eretz Yisrael. Nothing would have been accomplished if all the Eden would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. So nothing would have been accomplished, because then he would have come into Eretz Yisrael in order to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Even the fact that he lost in Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. We see, Poshet the Yad Hashem, in how he was not able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ad Hayoim, there are Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael who remember that when Rommel was there with his armies outside of Eretz Yisrael, Yidden came together, they were mespalo, there was time, they went up to the kever of the Arachayim HaKadosh, and they were mespalo, whole hundreds and hundreds of Yidden there went to be mespalo, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is all health and Klal Yisrael, that he shouldn't be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. And Kach Ava, he lost. He wasn't able to come into Eretz Yisrael. How was it possible? How did it happen that he wasn't able to come into Eretz Yisrael? So there's a lot to the story, but let's just talk about one prat. Rommel got sick, and he reached such a point where he couldn't stay anymore. They had to take him away to the hospital. So he left. And when he left, so all of the soldiers, they were very, they said, how are we going to be able to win? He was the one that was the koyach behind the army. So, but he was ordered to leave because he was very sick. In his place came another general, and this other general didn't know too much about this type of a warfare. It was very unique kind of a warfare, fighting in the desert. But this other person came, and this person did not have much experience in how the war would go. It was understood that the way the war would go would be decided within the first day or two. The one that would have the would be able to outmaneuver the other one in the beginning, so that's the one that was going to win. The war started, the battle started, and this new general that took over the place of Rommel, so he decided that he has to see what's going on. He got into the car, into the jeep, and what I'm telling you is the way it happened. He got into his jeep and he told the one who's driving, make sure not to go close to where the battle line is. He just wants to look from a distance to see what's happening. The driver, though, made a mistake, and instead of taking him off to a distance, he took him smack into the middle of where the battle was taking place. He drove right into the middle of the place where the two armies were coming together and fighting. When he realized that he made a mistake, so he told him right away, he says, turn around, you have to go the other direction. So he turned around, and the driver went to the left, and in the meantime, he decided that he's going to jump out, this general is going to jump out and go to the right, but he got his foot caught. And then jumping out of the jeep, he couldn't get out. His foot was caught. So the jeep is going in this direction and Er geht auf der andere direction. And he died from a heart attack because he was stuck mitten in the Luft. And the German army was left without anybody to lead them, to tell them what to do, which way to go and what to do. Werden gegeben a heart attack. Who gave this general a heart attack? And that was the key in the ganze Sach, because ultimately they sent to Rommel, they said, you better come back, because things are not going so great. But he said himself, it was too late. By the time he was able to come back, it was after the first day of the battle, and they had already the edge, and it's the whole arichas of understanding how it went, but it already was too late. And then the Allies, little by little, pushed them back all the way across the Africa, away from Eretz Yisrael. So Werd gegeben, this general, a heart attack. So I'll tell you who gave him the heart attack. The Yidden that went to be mispalel by the chever of the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Yidden that got together and they did Maisim of Tzedakah v'Chesed, and they were mispal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they were Oyver Hashem be'emes u'betomim. So Zeyim them gegeben a heart attack, and that's the reason why the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael was saved. And I think that that's basically the way we have to understand. And as from a Yidden, we have to accept the understanding of how it was, why it was, that the Frumma Yidden, Nebuch, were also, there were many Frumma Yidden ganze Kehillas, Rachman Litzlan, that died in the time of the war also. Why was it for? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Gzeira onto the Frumayid? So I think we have to understand as follows. We know, first of all, we have a klal that Kimon Shedidin Rishus Lamashchis Lahashchis is Shuvenei Mavchin. So once they went into, we were found in a Mokam of Sakona, so the Mokam of Sakona affected us also. Not only did it affect those people that, we say, deserve the Einish, but once there's a Gzeira that's Chal, so the Gzeira affects everybody that's there also, and Mamela it affected the Frubayidin also. But there's another reason. And this is a reason that we find was said by the Gedolei Yisrael that lived in that time. Rabbi Eli Apian, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, in one of his Shmuzin that he writes, he says over as follows. He says that when the Nazis, Yimach Shebam, came into the yeshiva of Kelm, so the Rosh Yeshiva and the yeshiva brought together the Talmidim, and he told them as follows. He says, it looks like, he says, that we were chosen to be a carbon, we were chosen to be Maisa Nefesh for the Teyelis of Kalal Yisrael. And this is what he said. We say in the Kinnis, we say in the Slichas on Yom Kippur, what it says, what the Medrash talks about, the Asura Ruge Malchus. And in the Maisa of the Asura Ruge Malchus, so over there it says that when they took out the Chachomim, and we understand, the Medrash says, these were Gdoile Yisrael, the Lashon of the Medrash is that they were there since the time of the Shvatim, so there never was a kibbutz of Gedolei Yisrael, and Oibazoi, that's the reason, there was a Gzeira that was Chal on them, perhaps from Mechiras Yosef, we don't know, but there was a Gzeira that was Chal. And when they took out the Asurei Rugei Malchus, so there was a bas kol that came in Hashemayim and said, Zu Teira v'zu Schara, and the answer that came was Min Hashemayim, that everybody has to be quiet, because if there's going to be a taina of zu teira v'zu schara, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the world will be chayzeh l'tayu v'avayu. Shteik, everybody has to be quiet, because if not the kiyum of this gezeira of the asara ruge malchus, so the world will go back to tayu v'avayu. See, with masber as follows: the fact that these tzaddikim, the Asura Ruge Malchus, were taken out to be killed, and they had to go al Kiddush Hashem. So there's no question about it that they did not deserve mitzad the Indian of Schar v'Einish. So they were not being punished for anything that they did. They were tzaddikim gedolei olam. They were surely not being punished for what they did. And what the Bas Kol was saying was that the Welt, in the Matziv that it's in, the Welt right now, because of the Chatoyim that are found in the world, will have to go back to Tayu Vavayu. Unless there's a Kapara that's brought onto the world will go back to Tayu Vavayu. The Zasara Ruge Malchus, they went B'Mesiris Nefesh, and they were Karbonis. These Karbonis went as a Kapara Fagans Klal Yisrael. And this is what the Bas Kol was teaching us. That you see at times tzaddikim who leave this world b'mesiris nefesh al kiddush Hashem. And the reason is because by going al kiddush Hashem, they create a kapara for Klal Yisrael, and it's shayach for Klal Yisrael to have a Yeshua. And so he told the Talmidim in the yeshiva, he says, Vaisachais, that the reason why this gzeira is brought to us also is because we have to go al kiddush Hashem kedei that Klal Yisrael should have a kapara. And so he explains that when they came in, the Germans came in, the Bochrim got together, they were saying or singing, Asheinu, Matoiv Chalkeinu, Man Yofer Yerushalseinu, and when they were taking out to be killed, so they said over the tefillah of Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adoin HaKol, because they realized the tremendous tafkid that they had in all that was going on in the world. And perhaps we have to take the same machshava and go even a little bit weiter. We're all familiar with what's brought down from Rabbi Chanan in the Hagdama to the Sefer Kavitz Ha'aris. The same Yisayit. Rabbi Chanan was in America before the war. When all the tzaris was going on, Rabbi Chanan was in America. And when the situation got very bad, so he went back to Europe. They begged him to stay, and he refused to stay. He said he has to go back because of the tzaris to be together with the yeshiva. So he turned around, he went back to Europe, and for a while they were in a ghetto, until ultimately the Sayyidina Yamach Shabbam came, and they killed Rabbi Chanan and the Talmidim in the yeshiva. There was somebody, a Talmud in the yeshiva, that escaped, and he wrote down the last words of Rabbi Chanan when Rabbi Chanan spoke to the Talmidim. And he said the same thing. He says, it looks like Min HaShamayim, they look to us that it's shayich, that we should be able to be a kapora through our Kiddush Hashem for Klal Yisrael. And so he begged the Bacharim that they should do tshuva b'leiv sholem, k'day that they should be an oila tamima, and then he feared us at the end, al yedei zeh, we should be a kapora for our brothers and sisters that are living in America. And it would seem to us very strange, because the people living in America, they needed a kapora. The tzara was going on in Europe. The tzara wasn't going on in America. Rabbi Chanan was in America, and he saw what was doing in those years in America. And so he understood that unless there's a kapora that's brought onto Klal Yisrael, so then Klal Yisrael, the chelik of Klal Yisrael that's even living in America, is also b'sakana. Nishmir, like we think that we were safe where we were, because here in America they had such a powerful army. It's not so. We were also b'sakana. And b'kenovisin, that it was the Mesiris Nefesh of the Talmidim that went taka b'Mesiris Nefesh as an Eila Tmimim, that the Yidden in America had a kapora and were able to be able to go on and to exist. And we talk about Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan in his Sfarim, he discusses a lot what we discussed last night also, in the Sefer, in the Ikfasad Mashiach. He says, the chet of the door is the chet of Avodah Zarah. How is it Avodah Zarah? So he says, any time that a person believes in some kind of a system, that this system is going to be Matzal Klal Yisrael, he says, that's Avodah Zarah. He says, you find people that are living, they believe that democracy is going to save us, socialism is going to save us, communism is going to save us, liberalism is going to save us. None of these things could bring a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. The only thing that could bring a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael is only when we are Avdei Hashem, we mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by doing this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us the Yeshua that Klal Yisrael needs. Biful, how much we try to convince ourselves that there is, we look out into the world and we sort of have faith that something else out there is going to help us. But the end of the day is, the only one that could help us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, we have to see to it to be Avdei Hashem, kedei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. I'd like to end off with this same machshava that we have from the Chofetz Chaim. We discussed yesterday that in Russia, perhaps more than in other countries, the Haskalah came, and there it came in a sense more brutal than any place else, because there the Yidden got together with the government. The government was looking to modernize, so they got together with the government, and they got the government to make Zeiris. The Yidden got the government to make Zeiris against Frumma Yidden. And there was an organization that began, it's called the Asvestia. These were Jewish communists, and these Jewish communists were there in order to reis arois Yiddishkeit, to destroy any zecher of Yiddishkeit that was in Russia. Rabbi Chanan Yisayova from the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim, as a result of the fact that in Russia the matzav was so bad, so all of the yeshivas that were in Russia left Russia and they regrouped in Poland. He said the Chofetz Chaim, Kol Yemei Chayav, had charata that he left Russia. He shouldn't have left Russia. He should have stayed in Russia. He shouldn't have moved his yeshiva to Poland. He should have left it in Russia. And he should have remained in Russia together with the Rosh Hashayid. So they told him, well, but you couldn't be an Eved Hashem in Russia. He said, Vaseis, he says, we should have gone to be Leichim against the Yesvesta. We should have gone, we should have picked up whatever we had, a knife, a pitchfork, whatever we could find, and we should have gone to do battle with these kaifrim that were trying to rise a Yiddishkeit in Russia. So they told him, but you could never have won such a war. You're going to take your yeshiva, your handful of talmidim, you're going to go fight the Russian army. So there's no way that you could win. He says, yeah. What would have been? He says, so we would have been killed. So Zainazai. But we would have gone with Mesiras Nefesh. We would have gone in an oifen that would have brought about, ultimately would have brought about a Yeshua. And this is how he explained it. We discussed yesterday the Dor Deya, the coming of the Dor Deya with the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. Rabbi Chanan had a different explanation to the fact that Klal Yisrael was zeicher to the Dor Deya. He said it was just a couple of years before that there was Gzeiris Tachtat that came onto Klal Yisrael, where Rachmon Lassan, 500,000 Yidden were killed, G'day Le'olam, that went Al Kiddush Hashem. He said, do you know why Klal Yisrael was zeicher to a Dor Deya? It was B'schar Zeh of all of these Yidden in Gzeiris Tachtat that went Al Kiddush Hashem, so it's because of them that we were zeichet to a Dor Deya. He says, you want to know why it was that Yidden was zeichet to the Tkufa of the Rishainim, and he was referring to the Tkufa of Rashi, the Balei HaTosfos, and around the same Tkufa you have the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashba. He says, why is it that Klal Yisrael was zeichet in that Tkufa, the Tkufas HaRishainim, so that's a Shefa of Torah of the Welt? He says, I'll tell you why. He says, because this was right after the beginning of the Crusades. And at the beginning of the Crusades, there were Yidden that went, and they went B'Mesiras Nefesh. They went Al Kiddush Hashem. B'Schar Zeh, Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to a Tkufa of Rishainim, that Ad HaYoyim, V'nena M'divreyem in Divrei Torah. So Hat Rabbi Chanan gesagt, he says, those people in the Gzeiris Tachtat, they taka died. But look what they accomplished for Klal Yisrael. Al Yidei, the Kiddush Hashem that they did, look what they accomplished for Klal Yisrael. The Yidden that lived in the time of the first Crusades, they taka died. But look what they accomplished for Klal Yisrael. He says, we're going to go, Al Kiddush Hashem, to fight against these people. Sayin Ochinami, there's no way that we could survive, no way that we could win. But Min HaShemayim, they're going to be pale. That Al Yidei, the fact that we're going to go, Al Kiddush Hashem, so we'll be able to be pale for Klal Yisrael and the Mela to bring a Yeshua for the Eden that were living in Russia. And maybe this is the way that we have to understand the Gemara that says that Mishemeis Rabbi Akiva is Noilid Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The same day that Rabbi Akiva was Nifta, so that was the same day that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was born. And it would seem that the Gemara is just telling us over Rappas Maisa Shahaya. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was born on the outside of Rabbi Akiva. It's a good way to remember. Bosses das unstegeya. And Pashtis, the Gemara is telling us that Kishameis Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva went Al Kiddush Hashem. And we would look at it, we would say, we would say it in our words, did it pay? Is it worth it? Meis Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Yisoid of Torah Shebaal Peh. We would think in our minds, why wasn't there a Yeshua that was brought on Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva should be able to continue learning Torah with Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara is telling us the Mishnayis that we have today. That's the Yisoid of Torah Shebaal Peh that was collected by Rabbeinu HaKadosh and written down by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which is the Yisoid of Torah Shebaal Peh. Umaveisen doch that the Yisoid of Torah Shebaal Peh is doch Rabbi Akiva. But the one that was malakit, the Torah Shebaal Peh, and put it into the Mishnayis, this is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Do you want to know why Klal Yisrael was zoicha to a Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Because Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, the day that Rabbi Akiva went, the Mesiras Nefesh, went Al Kiddush Hashem, so Klal Yisrael was zoicha to the leader of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and that's the reason that we have our Torah Shebaal Peh, our Mishnayis, the Memela, the Gemara that we have today. B'schar zeh for the Kiddush Hashem of Talmid of Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav the Asara Harugei Malchus. There's a shmuz that's brought down for Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. He says many different things. B'toich HaDvarim, he says that if you look at what's going on in the world today, he was in Eretz Yisrael, we here in America, but we see the same thing. We see a turnaround. We see how, Baruch Hashem, there's a shefa of yeshivas, talmidim in yeshivas. A shefa, Baruch Hashem, much different than it was before the war, of Yidden that are learning Torah. The matzav in Klal Yisrael, vetoch, Baruch Hashem, little by little, better and better, and hopefully it should become better and better and better. And we want to know, why is this? In who gets the credit for this, for the fact that there's such a turnaround in Klal Yisrael? So he said that the reason is because you have Yidden that were Maisa Nefesh. They went Al Kiddush Hashem in the time of the last Mulcham. They taka left this world Al Kiddush Hashem. And it would seem to us that they don't have a hashpah. They're not doing anything for us. Because they're not here anymore in the world. The whole reason why there is such a change and there is such a hisayris for tshuva and such a hisayris for limud haTorah and for avodas Hashem is als bischar zeh for these Yidden in this last Mulchama that gave up their lives al kiddush Hashem, that we are able in our situation today to be able to continue to be Avdei Hashem. So, Lama Hafin, the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av is Kora Lai Mayit, Mashiach is Gebarin Gevarin. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. So perhaps the Gemara is telling us that if we take a Prava Tisha B'Av, the way we're supposed to Prava Tisha B'Av, if we take a marker our loss, if we take a marker the reasons for why we lost everything that we lost throughout this Golus and every single matzav. So Mashiach will be born. Klal Yisrael will come to this Hakara. Toich the tzar of the Chorban. and take the tzar of all of the chubanis that took place, that we talk about on Tisha B'Av. So it's Koralai Mayit. Mashiach will be born. Yishamei Sabi Akiva is Nailad Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, Teichta HaKora of Vos Ayid Avayzen, and what we lost in the past. Lamahofen Takada, we should be Zeicha, B'Korayv, there should be Takada, the last Tisha B'Av that we have to Prava a Tisha B'Av. We should be Zeicha to Binyan and Beis HaMikdash, Meher Rabbi Yameinu.